The best part of the DNC, they had this this lady came on, and she was like, is they're all reading off of a teleprompter. And the one lady came on was like, and I just want to give it up for my beautiful sister, Kamala Harris. And if they had somehow like sent that to like Julia Dreyfus, and she was like, I just want to give it up for my beautiful sister. Oh, fuck, this isn't for me. This isn't mine. My Damn. Beautiful sister, Kamala Harris. And it's like, weren't you guys all calling her like a fucking executioner like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, yeah. No, I stand by Kamala, and I love her track record in Baltimore.
You like what she did?
I like what she did. Lock them up.
That's true.
That's Kamala, dude. That's me and Kamala on the same page.
Lock them up.
We need to incarcerate as many African Americans as possible. Thank you, Kamala
That's
Harris.
Your ticket. That's your ticket.
Yeah, I'm going to get a shirt. I'm going to get American 3.0.
Yo, you can do whatever you want. Lock them up. By the way, you can write whatever you want on it. Increase the jail population.
Increase the military industry complex that we have, dude. It rules. We need to go back to Iraq. That's America 3.0. Get back in there. Ruffle some feathers.
Sure, dude. That's what I'm saying. We got to go over the Middle East and we got to bomb.
Corporations need zero tax cuts.
I'm going to give my dad
zero
one.
Taxation. Fuck
my,
that.
My dad would be like, let's just bomb the whole Middle East and start over. And everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah, dad policy would definitely be like, France is gay. That's our number one diplomatic measure.
War on France.
War on France just by calling them gay. Turn the Middle East to glass. Start over. They ought to do that, Shane. Damn, I was in Phil's ass, too. He got a cold?
Oh, yeah, I heard him.
He was a motherfucker about it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we got pizza. Stuck his hands all over the pizza. I was like, you're such a fucking dickhead. Took a bite of a sub and put it back.
What a dick.
Chaos.
What was it? When was this? Last night?
2 nights ago, yeah.
So, Saturday night, you guys had a pizza party?
Yes. We had some pizza.
Pizza night's usually Friday night.
Pizza night was, well, we you had
guys,
friends over.
You guys bumped pizza night back for us and cooked steaks?
Bumped pizza for Saturday so that I stayed home and then argued with my dad. Classic Saturday night.
What'd you do? Saturday night
fever. It was me and my dad. I'm like, you're being an asshole. You're sick, dude. What if you have it?
Yeah, really?
Just go to your room. And he was like, you fuck, get out of my house.
So he touched all the za.
He touched all the za.
What the fuck? Why was he doing that?
I think he was drunk.
Was he really?
I think he had a couple drinks, and he was like, you're being an asshole. It's a cold, Shane. And I was like, even if it's just a cold, stop touching all the food.
Yeah, this is a time, especially colds aren't really welcome right now.
Colds are not welcome. I was like, if I get a cold, I'm fucked. I'm going to have to literally like cancel September.
Yeah, I think.
If I get a cold and can't fly, that'll be.
I think they took Spud's temperature. He got his haircut, and I think they took his temp. So, yeah, dude, you could like not get your haircut. If you go up to like 99.9 with like a nasty cold. The nasty coronavirus, because colds are coronaviruses. Excuse me.
How about that?
I just watched. I'm not going to lie. I watched Plandemic. I'm not going to lie. I watched it.
How do you feel?
I'm not going to lie.
Did it get you?
I mean, it's... Well, John Oliver was like, you know, he was like, it's a hodgepodge of conspiracy theories. But I don't know, man. I mean, it's... Look, I don't know if it's the ipso facto truth on everything, but they hit some points where...
Yes! I just looked while you were talking. I looked straight down like I was. It just put it in my head. You started talking. I was like,
yes.
I realized. I was like, dude, I might be loving on the spectrum.
Well, it is a continuum. So we all are slightly autistic.
Yeah.
We're all a little gay.
Guy with his own shirt.
We're all a little gay. Dude, yeah. Making your own political tees is the power move. People are like, can I get one? No.
No.
It's one only, one it's of only one. Mine.
So. John Oliver was shitting on Plandemic.
He was being like, you know.
I have a view. sorry.
He was like, it's a hodgepodge of conspiracy theories. And apparently they emailed him. This was their proof. They were like, they emailed John Oliver. Like, actually, here's all of our stuff we found.
We have to email the news. Let's email John Oliver.
Well, they were like, we sent him an email. So,
yeah.
Fuck him. I was like, all right. But they had a couple things that came out that I thought was pretty good in terms of like the American Medical Association, how they kind of put a stranglehold on certain types of healing modality. Like, this is what happened. My chiropractor was telling me, you know why chiropractors' hours, I think they're off, they're closed every Tuesday. One day of the week, their offices are always closed because the AMA, they got like AMA was, I guess, pressured from the pharmaceutical companies, I think in the 50s and 60s, to like shut out any kind of holistic medicine.
Junk.
Because I, you know, according to the documentary, the pharmaceuticals were petroleum based, and you know, Mr. Rockefeller was like, yo, this is what we're going to do, fuck the other bullshit. So there was chiropractors who would go to jail if you would come out, I think in the 50s and 60s, and come out and say like, hey, you can actually heal your body with food and like eating right. They would put you in jail. they considered it medical malpractice, which was now they're saying like turns out food's not that bad. Turns out if you just swallow fucking pills, it's kind of bad for you. But if you guys tried out broccoli now,
broccoli could
you can
be all
safely
right.
prescribe food, dude. It's people go to med, and it's funny because like you go to medical school for four, or however long it is, I don't know, 8 years, and hopefully I'm not wrong on that. But you go to medical school and they never ever really ever talk about diet. And it's like, dude, my dad reversed. I swear to God, they don't fucking talk about it.
Who told you that?
Doctors. If you watch anything on doctors, they don't talk about it. And anytime you go to fucking like the doctor for a checkup, dude.
Yeah, but where are you hearing this?
From any doctor I've ever been to. They never talk about diet.
Have you talked about diet in
medical school? Medical school? I dated a girl who went to medical school. They don't fucking talk about diet.
Really?
They talk about it for, there's a book called How Not to Die, and it's from a medical doctor who talks just about like eating vegetables, eating plants, and he was like, dude, they mentioned it, I think, like very, very, very briefly.
I bet they have to take nutrition as a class.